Chapter 5. The Fixer-Upper. She did not just say that. She did not just say that. She did not just tell the entire school she's a witch. Maybe I imagined it. Yes, I must have imagined it. My witchy brain is playing witchy tricks on me. "Excuse me?" Cassandra asks, voice thick with repugnance.
"I said I'm a witch. It's nice to meet you."
She sticks out her hand.
"I'm Gwendolyn. I'm new. I'm a freshman."
Cassandra just stares. She's obviously not sure if she's dealing with a freak or if she's being put on. "Whatever." She flicks a hard curl off her shoulder and turns away. Her friends snicker.
This is not good. Not good at all.
Gwendolyn just antagonized the new leader of the A-list. I've already experienced being hated by the leader of the A-list. It sucks. Mrs. Conch walks across the stage. I sink into my seat and count the seconds until the assembly is over. Throughout the welcome back slash greet the new bio teacher slash please keep cows out of the refurbished gym this year speech, my shoulders are so tense they're practically in my ears. The second we're told to proceed to our respective homerooms, I mumble to Tammy and Raph that I'll see them later and push Gwendolyn back in her seat. I take a deep breath. "Please explain to me why you are wearing what you're wearing."
"What? The cloak?"
"Yes, the cloak. The witch cloak. To school. This isn't Hogwarts. It's JFK High. In New York City. Why are you wearing it?" Her doe eyes are wide with bewilderment.
Because Miri said it looked good."
"Miri? My sister?"
"Yeah."
My whole body shudders. Never take fashion advice from my sister. Ever.
"And can you tell me why you thought you could wear the hat?"
She hugs her school bag.
"I was having a bad hair day."
The homeroom bell rings and I shake my head. This girl is completely infuriating. More importantly, why would you tell Cassandra what you told her? I don't even want to say the word aloud. Not here. Too risky.
"What are you talking about?"
This girl needs a serious talking to. We have to get to class. Come find me at lunch, okay? I'll explain everything.
"Sure. Thanks, Rachel."
"No problem," I say magnanimously. "In the meantime, don't tell anyone else that you're," I lower my voice, "a witch."
"But..."
"No buts." "Oh, and you definitely need to change." I hold on to her until we're the only ones left in the auditorium, focus on her, and chant, "That outfit will not impress. Please turn that cloak into a dress." A rush of cold and zap. I know I'm messing with the rules of magic, but there's no other choice. All I can hope is that the dress she gets is off a hanger and not off some poor girl who's now wearing nothing but underwear. The cloak morphs into a long black shirt dress. She looks great. She still has on her leggings, but her top has short bubble sleeves and a scooped neck. "You look great."
But,
what did I say about butts? We're going to be late. I grab her arm and pull her through the swinging doors, down the now empty hallway, and up the stairs. "You're in there," I say, pointing to room 303. "I know it makes no sense that it's on the second floor, but that's JFK for you. I'll see you at lunch."
"But, Rachel!"
"No buts!" I wave and hurry up the next flight of stairs, rush through the hall, and burst into my new room and the empty chair beside Tammy just before the second bell rings.
"Phew!"
"Hey," Tammy says, eyeing me up and down.
Did you change?
I look down. I'm wearing Wendolyn's cloak over my jeans, except in blue. I sigh. At least I'm not in my underwear.
Can I steal a fry?
Tammy asks me. It's 11 a.m., which, unfortunately for freshmen and sophomores, means lunch period. What normal people eat lunch at 11? The school should at least call it brunch period. Tammy and I are sitting in the caf with the very serious Janice Cooper, the very chirpy Sherry Dolan, and the very big-breasted Annie Banks. Seriously, they're huge. They're like massive watermelons, and I'm massively jealous. Anyway, the five of us have been kind of a clique since last year, but not a mean clique. No way. We are nice, we're smart, and we're B-list and proud. Although, I'm kind of A-list. A-minus, maybe, now that Raph and I are going out. 'Cause he's A-list. When you date an A-list boy, some of it automatically rubs off on you. Not that I care about stuff like that. All right, I kind of do, but only a little. Have as many as you like, I say, pushing my plate toward her. I'll warn you, they're not great. Kind of soggy. I carefully pat my outfit to make sure it's still there. After homeroom, I manage to turn my cloak into a more appropriate mini dress. Whoever ended up with the cloak isn't going to be happy, and will probably be seriously confused, but whatever. I had to do something.
Do you need more ketchup?
Asks a new voice. Everyone at the table jumps. The voice belongs to Wendolyn, who was not sitting at the table 2 seconds ago, but now is. Is this chick trying to give me a heart attack?
Holy crap, Bola!
Sherry squeals.
Where did you come from? You just scared the hecky out of me.
Sherry loves the sound of E. She tends to use it often in conversation, even adding it to words where it doesn't belong. Kind of like Pig Latin, but less creative. I wouldn't be surprised if her name was originally Cher, and she changed it to Sherry just to be annoying. Tammy coughs and grabs her apple Snapple.
I think I swallowed a fry.
This has got to stop.
Wendolyn, can I talk to you for a second in private?
Sure, she says. Where do you want to go? Somewhere good? In the city? How private? I can poof us over to...
Oh, my God! Wendolyn! No, let's just go to the other side of the cafeteria for a sec, okay? I nod toward the window. She follows my lead.
What's up?
I angrily place my hands on my hips.
What are you trying to do?
What do you mean?
Dressing like that, telling people you're a witch, zapping yourself into the cafeteria. You can't do that kind of stuff in school.
Why not?
Why?
Why me?
Because you don't want everyone to know you're a witch.
She blinks, and blinks again. No comprendo.
But I am a witch.
So am I say, enunciating. But that doesn't mean I want to broadcast it to the entire world.
Why not?
What do you mean, why not?
Well, why not?
Because... Excellent question. Why not?
Because then everyone will know.
She throws her arms into the air.
So?
So? I feel like we're just repeating each other here.
Why shouldn't everyone know?
She asks.
I am a witch.
I know. I get it. But see, They don't. They've never heard of witches before.
How is that possible? She asks. There are hundreds of TV shows and movies and books about witches. We're all over the media. You have to be pretty isolated to have never heard of a witch.
Gwendolyn, just because they've watched Wizards of Waverly Place doesn't mean they believe in witchcraft. You've seen A Christmas Carol. Does that mean you believe in ghosts? She looks shocked.
You've never met a ghost?
Is there a wall nearby so I can bang my head against it? Gwendolyn, before my sister got her powers, I did not know that witches were real. I had never met a real witch before. She looks dubious.
Never? What about at the Hexaton?
The what?
You've never been to the Hexaton?
I've never even heard of the Hexaton.
You're kidding! I have to take you. It's so much fun. All the old society witches have tea there. I've been going since I was six.
I didn't know I was a witch when I was six.
Well, neither did I, but I still went. I mean, I knew I was going to be a witch. Didn't you?
No. I had no idea. I didn't know about Hexaton. I didn't know about Brixta. I didn't know about moguls or mogies, whatever. That's what I'm trying to explain. My mom never told us anything about magic. I was clueless, the same as everyone here. If you tell them you're a witch, they're going to think you're a freak. Do you understand? A freak. She looks around the room, then sighs.
Well, maybe I don't care what they think. I'm not going to hide who I am.
Something is seriously wrong with her. Don't you want to have friends?
Of course.
Well, you're not going to if people here know you're a witch.
But why?
She asks, clearly exasperated. Because they'd either think you're insane and lock you in the nut house, or if they actually believed you, they would lock you up so they could study you, dissect you even. Or they'd lock you up because they were terrified of you.
That's silly. Why would they be afraid of me? I would never use my magic to hurt anyone. I'm a white witch.
Gray, white, why is she so obsessed with color? What does that even mean?
I use my magic for good. Or try to, anyway.
Look, you can do what you want. It's your life. Or funeral. But don't tell anyone the truth about me. No one here knows, and I like it that way. I glance back at my table and notice that they're all watching us, trying to figure out what's going on. And I'd really appreciate it if you wouldn't tell my friends you're a witch either. Because if, and it's a big if, they believe you, then they might get suspicious about me. Got it?
Whatever you say, you're the expert. But I have to tell you, it's a little weird.
It's a little weird? Talk about the pot calling the cauldron black. After an exhausting first day, all I want to do is fall onto my bed. Unfortunately, Miri is lying on said bed, my bed, her legs against the wall in a perpendicular position. This is how she thinks. I approach her, hands on hips. What?
What?
What do you want from me?
Can't I just want to hang out with you?
Speak truthfully or leave. I'm tired.
Well, she hesitates. I want to do the Samsorta. I want us both to do it.
I groan. Really?
Why?
It'll be fun. We'll get dressed up and get our hair and makeup done. We'll be debutantes. We'll be the center of attention. You love being the center of attention.
I do love being the center of attention. But what has this stranger done with my sister? But you don't. So why do you want to do it?
Hmm?
You hate looking like a princess. You hate being uber girly. You take Taekwondo. Explain.
Having a Samsorda puts you on the map.
I climb under my covers and wedge Miri closer to the wall. What map? No map that I've ever heard of.
The witch map. And I want to be on that map. I want the people in the witchcraft world to know who I am.
Your map sounds a lot like my A-list.
It's not about being popular, Rachel. It's about mattering. I want to belong to this witch world. And for the first time in my life...
All 13 years of it?
For the first time ever, I think I could really fit in.
I want that for my sister. Of course I do. So do it. You don't need me. She pales.
Of course I do. I'm not doing it by myself. Are you crazy?
Why not? It'll be good for you. She shakes her head.
I want us to do it together. Right now, it's like we're members of a club, but no one in the club even knows we're members.
And no one outside the club knows the club exists.
Exactly.
She smiles at me.
You get it. So will you do it?
Cemetery, new language, more time with Weird Wendelin. Getting all prettied up with no one but witches to show off to. I don't know, Mir. It sounds like a lot of work. A lot of work for nothing. Can't you just meet people on my witch book?
I'm trying to, but it's hard. Please, pretty please.
What if the witches talk to dead people? And zombies come out of the graves? And they all have headless torsos with blood pumping out of their necks? What if there really are vampires? But it sounds so creepy.
It won't be. It'll be beautiful. We'll be beautiful.
I close my eyes. But what's the point in me being all beautiful if Raph won't even get to see?
Why won't Raph see you? He can be your date.
If only. How hot would he look in a suit? So hot. And, of course, he wouldn't be able to take his eyes off me. But, unfortunately, that just can't happen. Miri, I can't invite Raph to my coming-out witch party.
Why not?
Hello?
Because then he'll know I'm a witch. So, then he'll know. Big deal.
I flip over my pillow. I see you've been talking to Wendelin.
She has a point, Miri says. Witchcraft isn't something to be ashamed of.
I'm not ashamed, I say. I just don't want Raph to know. I don't want him thinking I'm a weirdo, or being afraid of me, or worrying that I zapped him with a love potion.
You mean the spell we put on Will by accident?
Right. I especially don't want him knowing about that.
I bet he'd think it was cool, she says.
Or he'd dump me and tell everyone I'm a freak. Miri's quiet, and I wonder if she's given up. But then she says,
you'll have to tell him eventually.
My stomach gets twisty. No, I won't.
Even if you get married?
Mom never told Dad.
And look how well that turned out.
She looks at me.
She told Lex. Doesn't that count? And shouldn't relationships be based on honesty?
She does have a point. But who knows if Lex and Mom will last? They haven't even been together 6 months. What happens if their relationship cools off like an unused cauldron? What then? Maybe I'd tell him if we got married. Or possibly engaged. But I'm not telling him now. No way. We haven't even said I love you yet. Saying those words would have to come before telling him I'm a witch. No, there's no way I'm bringing him to my Samsorda. She gives me a wide-eyed, hopeful look.
Does that mean you'll do it? But just not invite Wrath?
But what's the point, then?
Me, she says. I'm the point. Everything isn't always about Wrath. I want us to do it together.
Oy, she is obsessed. Wait a sec. There's no way Mom's going to go for it. She said it was a huge waste of time and magic. And she wouldn't even let us see any of the Halloween movies. She's not going to let us run around with dead bodies. Well, I say, if you really want to do it, I'll do it.
You're in? She says gleefully. 100% in?
I nod. Good thing I'm 200% sure Mom will say no.